Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for Tuesday, March 24th. Thank you for waiting patiently for me to return. Those of you who are following along at home doing your own decodes can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub. I actually now have them on prayingmedic.com/QDrops. QAnon.news/Q is another place you can find Q's posts. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can find both the Q map, Q alerts in the Play Store. The only option I think right now for iPhones is Get Pushed, and you would look for the Q alerts update. My theme for this broadcast is the China virus. All right, so this is a post by Q from March 21st. I did not do a video on it because, well, it was one post. Three words, do not fear, from Q. And a YouTube link. All right, so thanks to the spread of disinformation on social media, a lot of people have experienced anxiety during the last few weeks over what might happen as the government responds to the China virus, as the president likes to call it. So on the 21st, Q reminded us we have nothing to fear. That was the post. And then there's this video, Future World Music, Victory of Life. I do not know if there's any hidden meaning in the video, in the screenshots, in the comments. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. It's some nice music. Oh, it's soothing. Q actually first posted this video a while ago. This is the second post of that video. All right. So Patriots and Anons have been waiting for Q to weigh in on the coronavirus pandemic, and they got their wish yesterday. There's a lot of information provided in this post, and I'm going to break it down section by section. First, I will just kind of do an overview of the whole thing. So up here in the left-hand corner, over here, we have a screenshot of part of a study that was done, published in 2007 in the Clinical Microbiology Review. And it has to do with a follow-up investigation on SARS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, coronavirus as an emerging and re-emerging infection. All right. And then we have all of this text here. So the China virus, in quotes, is how Q starts out. By the way, this image has a file name of 2007C JPEG. Just for people who are starting out, kind of new, if you're not aware, when Q posts a message and it has an image, it sometimes pays to check the name of the image file, because sometimes the name of the image file is actually a clue to some message that we need to know. Now, that's not the case in this one. I don't think there's anything in this that is hidden that we need to know about, so no worries. Okay, I'm going to decrease the size on this so I can get it in the screen. There we go. All right, so it starts out the China virus, worth remembering, link to a YouTube video. And that video is a discussion that Mike Pence had on concerns that the White House has about China, security concerns, and it explains Trump's foreign policy toward China. It's a good video. It's about 43 minutes. Q had posted this previously and said worth 43 minutes of your time. Going down, we have Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then in brackets, geolocation. So what is a geographical location of the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Well, it's in Wuhan, China. In brackets, first biosafety level 4 lab 2015. And I have some information on this, so I'm just going to read this, and then we'll kind of pick it up in a few minutes after I get through. City and province of origin, hot zone, geographic location. Link to a Justice Department announcement about a Harvard University professor who was arrested and charged, and along with other Chinese nationals. unbeknownst, and here's a quote from that article, unbeknownst to Harvard University beginning in 2011, Lieber, who is the chair of Harvard's biology and biochemistry departments, became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology, WUT, in China, and was a contractual participant in China's 1,000 talents plan in or about 2012 to 2017. Okay. In brackets, we have rapid spread. Another link to an Epoch Times article about the closing of 21 million cell phone accounts in China, which is highly suspicious because China mandates that all citizens carry and register a cell phone. Talk about that in a minute. So next we have some questions from Q about the China virus. Did it end POTUS rallies? Did it end POTUS economic gains? Did it end POTUS employment gains? Did it end POTUS ABCD, other things that the coronavirus may have ended? In brackets, weaken president prior to presidential election. So Q is asking if all of these issues were intended as an operation to weaken Trump's position prior to the election. And then we have this, delay U.S.-China trade negotiations. I didn't even thought about that, but yeah. This whole thing has put a lot of very important issues on the back burner, including trade negotiations, which China may not actually want to do right now. Does China prefer Biden plus whoever the VP is going to be as president over Trump? Probably. Does the coronavirus provide shelter to Joe Biden and keep him from making public appearances? Does it shelter Biden from the debates? Does it push a new revised presidential 2020 vote by mail campaign, which is unsecure, in brackets? Link to a tweet by Tom Fitton. Push D, in brackets, Democrat wish list of unrelated items in the coronavirus bill. This is Nancy Pelosi's bill that she proposed. And then we have voting amendments also included in there. Link to a tweet by Tom Cotton. Show you that in a minute. What is the mathematical probability that this occurs and the time bomb explodes, in brackets, at the exact point in time that allows for maximum damage above these above issues up here prior to the presidential election? Is that calculation outside the standard deviation? Who benefits most? Mueller attempt failed, impeachment failed, all that's in brackets. Why was it critically important that impeachment be rushed in the House? Then we have in brackets, mainstream media, MSM, D Party, Democrats, Hollywood, narratives failed. The coup failed, in brackets. Democrat Party, leading nominee, established Super T, Super Tuesday, prior to lockdown takeover. So Q here is saying that, suggesting that the Democrats actually planned this thing out to lock Joe Biden in as their nominee on Super Tuesday, which was, I think, the first Tuesday in March, prior to launching this campaign with the coronavirus and eliminate Sanders. So over here in the, we have in brackets, Sanders eliminate eliminated, and then underscore Biden becomes a front runner. That's in brackets. Occam's razor simply states that any given set of explanations for an event occurring, the simplest one is the most likely to be the correct one. Cute. That is a, I love Occam's razor. It's easy to overlook the fact that in any given set of explanations for a situation, the simplest one is usually the most likely one to be correct. If you go into these complicated, long, drawn-out explanations with many factors, you tend to get farther and farther away from mathematical probability of that explanation being correct. Simplest one is usually the correct one. All right, so let's go down. Here's the screenshot of this study, Clinical Microbiology Reviews, October 2007. Interesting thing here is, should we be ready for the reemergence of SARS? A lot of people have been looking through books and they've been finding mention of the coronavirus back in books from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Well, coronavirus is not a new thing. It's been around for a long time. This particular iteration of the coronavirus this year is new, but coronaviruses themselves have been around for a long time. So this study talks about, it was a look at SARS, the SARS epidemic, and the problem that they have in southern China, where they found out that there's a presence of a large reservoir when you have bacterial or viral contagions in a particular place. They call that a reservoir. So there's a naturally occurring reservoir of SARS coronavirus in horseshoe bats, and that combined together with the culture of eating exotic animals in southern China is a time bomb. Okay, that's what Q highlighted. So it was not unexpected that we were going to have more outbreaks of these coronavirus episodes, and part of it is due to the consumption of horseshoe bats in China. All right, so Q's first link is to a video, again, where Mike Pence explained the Trump administration's concerns and their policy toward China. If you have a chance to listen to that video, it's actually really good. I would definitely check it out. Wuhan Institute of Virology was China's first biosafety level 4 laboratory in 2005. Researchers found that horseshoe bats are a natural reservoir for coronaviruses. This is actually on the Wikipedia page. All right, and just kind of an interesting side issue. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus outbreak, the recent one, has caused increased scrutiny of labs that handle deadly pathogens. If you're looking for more information, you can check out this article. All right, next we're going to look at a set of interesting facts which by themselves prove nothing, but on their own and when analyzed collectively, they paint an interesting picture. So these are some of the things that Q pointed out. And Q did not point this out, I just added this myself. This is an article from The Federalist. It talks about Dianne Feinstein's real insider trading scandal is selling out America's interest to China over the last 40 years, where she has lobbied extensively for Chinese interests. We know that the Biden family also has benefited financially from China. Big scandal as to why Hunter Biden's company was given a $1.5 billion deal after Hunter flew to China on Air Force Two with Joe Biden. So that's another issue to think about. All right, this was posted by Q. January 28th, 2020, Harvard University professor, two Chinese nationals were charged in related cases. According to court documents since 2008, Dr. Lieber, who is the chair of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard University, was arrested. And the issue here was he had been receiving grants from both the Defense Department and National Institutes of Health. The grants require the disclosure of significant foreign financial conflicts of interest, and Lieber had become a strategic scientist with Wuhan University Technology. He was receiving money from them, and he did not disclose that. So that's a data point Q wants us to consider. Here's the next one, Epoch Times article. China requires all citizens to register and use cell phones. There was a decrease of 21 million cell phone users from the same time last year as they've been recording these cell phone usage, which may indicate that there have been more deaths due to the coronavirus than have been reported through official channels. They're really at a loss to explain how 21 million cell phone accounts and 840,000 landline accounts suddenly just kind of disappeared or not registered anymore or not active. All right. This Q asked if Joe Biden is preferred as president over Donald Trump. Well, this is an article from the New York Post. It's an op-ed. Why China is rooting for Joe Biden to win the 2020 presidential race. Biden is would not be nearly as tough on China, especially on trade, as Donald Trump. So, of course, China would have an interest in having Joe Biden as become president. All right, so Q mentioned how the coronavirus ended the president's rallies, ended economic gains, unemployment, and then has sheltered Biden from having to make public appearances and being at debates. All right. This is a tweet from Tom Fitton warning leftists are using a pretext of coronavirus outbreak to push unsecure vote-by-mail, free-for-all, no voter ID anywhere for 2020 elections. And he's got a little interview here that where he discusses that issue. All right, this is the next tweet that Q posted. Tom Cotton from Arkansas did a thread on items that were hidden in Nancy Pelosi's China virus bill. Corporate pay statistics by race and race statistics for all corporate boards and companies receiving assistance that would become mandatory. Two, bailing out all current debt of the Postal Service. Three, required early voting. Four, required same-day voter registration. $10,000 bailout for student loans. For companies accepting assistance, one-third of the board members must be chosen by workers. Provisions on official time for union collective bargaining. Full offset of airline emissions by 2025. Greenhouse gas statistics for individual flights would be required. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees, $15 minimum wage, permanent paid leave at companies receiving assistance. So the Democrats see an opportunity in this crisis, and these are the little things they want to stick in there. All right. What is the mathematical probability of all these things occurring and that it's not planned? Well, the simplest answer tends to be the correct one. All right, we have this tweet from Andy Harris that Q posted, and I'll show you that tweet in just a second. Prevent D, Democrat Party's destruction in brackets, double brackets actually, by any means necessary. These people are sick. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing, Q. Harris's tweet is actually this one right here. It's about ballot harvesting. So no voter ID to get a ballot, and anonymous ballot harvesting. Why is that hidden in Speaker Pelosi's coronavirus bill? These are issues that shouldn't be addressed at this time. All right, and then we've got, see, Q posted again a link to a Daily Caller article. It's an op-ed that says the Spygate investigation could make Watergate look like a third-rate burglary. Q wrote, "The key that opens all doors, the start." Q. All right. So we know that U.S. Attorney Durham is investigating Spygate. this is a pretty good op-ed that just explains that the severity and the breadth of the Spygate corruption is going to make Watergate look like a third-rate burglary. It's pretty big. Now, what did Q mean when he said the key that opens all doors, the start? Well, a key opens a door, and metaphorically speaking, the conclusion of Durham's investigation will be followed by the findings of Huber's investigation. That's another door, right? So the Spygate investigation opens a door to Huber's investigation. And as Bill Barr told us, Huber has been investigating matters related to Hillary Clinton. That would be the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One. That investigation is long done. We probably have a lot of sealed indictments related to that. And we're waiting for that to be brought forth. Also, what's another door? Well, we know that the Department of Justice is investigating accomplices and conspirators related to Jeffrey Epstein's activities. After he died in prison, the DOJ announced that they wanted witnesses and victims to come forward and testify about what they knew concerning activities related to Epstein and his accomplices. So there are a lot of investigations going on, and this is another door. Sorry. So metaphorically speaking, Q said, "Key that opens all doors." FISA is the start. There will be many other investigations that will be announced, and we'll get the results of those investigations eventually. All right, that is all I have for you on this update. For those of you who are new to Q, if you're looking for a way to red pill your friends and family, I do have a book available now called Calm Before the Storm. It is a pretty good book on Q for normies. You don't have to know anything about Q or anything about politics. People have been giving me a lot of positive feedback on it. They've said it has been very helpful and that they have a lot better understanding of Q's operation after reading the book. So you might want to check that out. That is all for this broadcast. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep me and Denise in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on next broadcast.